Welcome to the Lost Geek Podcast, episode 36. Back from hiatus. Yay! This is Arlene, your host. Come and get lost in my geeky fiber adventures with a dash of Indonesian flavor. Today is Wednesday, August 27, 2014, and I am podcasting from my home in Jakarta, Indonesia. Today's segments will include a lot of housekeeping notes, off the needles, on the needles, theme, the worldly geek, let's get lost. And before we start, I'd like to say thank you, big, big thank you to all listeners who have been hanging around waiting for a new episode to pop out each week only to be disappointed for the past 2-3 months. And I'm really grateful for you to be coming back here and downloading and listening to the episode. A full explanation will be in the body of the podcast. So without further ado, let's get lost. Tadaima. So why would I put my housekeeping notes at first? Because I have a lot of explanations for you all. And first of all, sorry to everyone for being in an unprevously announced hiatus. And the reason is I am currently pregnant with our second baby. He is, yes, we found out the gender, it's a boy. And he's 21 weeks now. I have been well, no morning sickness or any of the really bad nausea connected with pregnancy usually. But the first trimester for me has been really low energy level. So I just felt like I wanted to sleep all the time and I felt like a walking zombie. And that's why everything related to fiber arts like knitting, spinning, and Ravelry sort of disappeared from my radar. Because my energy level was really low. It has came back up in the last 5 and 6 weeks, but it's really hard to get back into the routine habit of regular podcasting again after such a long hiatus. So I apologize for the lack of episode or news from me at all from any channel, from Ravelry. I apologize for those of you who in the group who has been asking for me or who has been participating in the group, but I haven't been showing up. And thank you for everybody who is still around. A few important notes. I will try to be in regular podcasting session again, at least before my due date, which is going to be in around January 6th, 2015. And after that, who knows how long I will be before I can start regular podcasting again. But at least before that, I will try to record an episode every week. Back to my previous schedule. And an update for the Challenge Cal. I do have a recorded session with Kim of Craft Stash, and I was just imagining that her hoopla must be nearly done now. And I will get that up for you hopefully next week. And a big apology to Jan and Ellen of the Twinset Designs podcast and Louise from Kindness Craft Collective podcast who have prepared themselves for the July and August edition of the Cal. I feel really bad for not informing you guys at all about my hiatus. So sincerest apologies and big, big hugs for being very understanding. Let's see. So I have announced in the group a few days ago about my pregnancy, but I haven't really gotten into replying to all the PMs in my inbox. So if you PM'd me in the meantime, I really apologize and I will try to get to replying to them in the next few days or so. Now, I will be using, apparently before my hiatus, I've written a podcast notes. So I will stick to that. So a few of this will be a little bit outdated, but I still want to talk about them nevertheless. And first is a big round of thank yous. First to Rina Raharjo. She on Ravelry, she is Raharjo Knits. Thank you for your review on iTunes. She likes how I tell about the sometimes sensitive issues in Indonesia as it is. But you know what? That it's not always easy. On episodes where I talk about sensitive or controversial issues, I tend to spend a lot of time on script and editing because I really want to tone how I present an issue so that it won't offend anybody, but I would tell it according to my point of view. So thank you, Rina, for appreciating that. And I have just checked iTunes just now, and there's a new review that I haven't seen before from Blue China Doll, who mentioned that she had listened to all back episodes and is waiting for a new episode to come out. Thank you for the review, Blue China Doll, and sorry for making you wait this long for a new episode. I hope you would enjoy this one and continue to be a listener. I'd also like to say thank you to Dr. Gemma from Cognitive Podcast. Oh, this must have been a series of episodes ago. She talked about the Lost Geek Show in her podcast, and thanks for the shout out. A few things she liked about the podcast is me being a non-US and non-UK podcaster. She also liked the balance of sharing my private life without sharing too much. And she also mentions the Knitmore Girls, Twin Set Designs, Knitting Pipeline, and the Two Knitlick Chicks in the same sentence. I am so flattered to be mentioned in the same sentence with all the big names in the podcasting world. I'm glad that she sticks to the podcast. Even after initially finding the show a bit hard to listen to, I guess, for the sound quality. So thank you, Dr. Gemma, for the shout out. If you are looking for a new podcast to listen to and you haven't listened to Cognitive Podcast, you should do a search on your iTunes or Podcatcher. Search for Cognitive Podcast. That's Cognitive Podcast. Did I spell that right? Yes, I did. And she talks about a range of issues regarding her profession as a cognitive psychologist and therapist. Also about a lot of knitting adventures. And she's very fun. So the other podcasts she mentioned are also very worth listening to. The Knitmore Girls, the Twin Set Designs, Knitting Pipeline, and Two Knitlit Chicks. During my hiatus, I told you that all fiber arts related things got kind of into the backseat. And the same thing also for podcast listening and podcast watching. I have been very behind on listening to any knitting podcasts and watching the video podcast. But I'm getting back to it. I think it helps to get the knitting mojo back when I started listening again to the podcast that I used to listen to. And now I have a huge back catalog of podcasts to listen to, I hope soon. Now let's talk about what's off my needles during these 3 months, shall we? I have exactly 3 FOs for the 2.5 months that I've been absent from the podcasting. And the first one is a cabled headband. The pattern is from, I think, the 101 designer One Skin Wonders. It's from a book that I own. And the second and third is part of the same project. The first pattern is the Flower Power headband. It's free on Ravelry. And the second one is the Flower Pacifier Clip. It's also free on Ravelry. And the cabled headband and the Flower Power headband, I made them as an end of school year gift for Timothy's nursery preschool teachers. One is an English teacher and the other is a Mandarin teacher. So the cabled headband I made for the Mandarin teacher. And the Flower Power I made in baby size for his English teacher's baby daughter. And I love how the flower pacifier ornament turned out, although it was such a hassle to make. I finished the gifts with barely time to spare. I told Timothy's Mandarin teacher that if it's too big, I can help her fix it. And she mentioned that she thought the headband was something I bought. And I think that's a great compliment. Timothy did really like the headband, even though it's obviously clearly for girls. And I indulge him in saying that I will make another one for him, especially for boys. But I haven't gotten around to it. And I'm thankful that he kind of forgot about it because he didn't see the headband anymore. So the flower pacifier clip is originally a pattern for exactly that. To clip on a pacifier. And It's a very creative pattern. Let's see who the designer is. Yes, my memory served me right. It was Susan B. Anderson, and it's from it's a free pattern from the Itty Bitty Nursery. I think it's one of the patterns that's offered free from the book. And basically, you make 5 separate petals, and then you connect them using, you make a fringe, like a border for each of the petals using crochet chain, single chain, I think. And then the petal is connected together, just sewn together with a little center in the middle. And it's a very good introduction to double knitting because the petals are knit using double knitting technique. And since it's very small and tiny, it's a good project to get your feet wet in double knitting and try in grasping the concept of the technique. And it's not hard at all. It's just fiddly because of all the different of the small parts and the finishing for the flower. But it's really nice. I will put up a picture in the show notes. Hopefully I will get the show notes up today. And the headband itself actually had a flower ornament in the pattern as well, but I chose not to use that pattern and use the flower pacifier clip instead. So the headband is basically just a plain garter stitch, and I didn't make any decreases because I'm thinking that it's for a baby's head. They don't need any decrease on the back of their head, but I did make that modification for the cabled headband. The original pattern calls for a straight circular, like rectangular pattern, but I modified the headband so that the part that sits at the back of your head is smaller and narrower, so it fits better. And I had no complaints so far. I would really love if, you know, in an ideal world, the recipient of our knitted gifts would take a picture of themselves wearing it and then would send it to us, and that would be like the best compliment ever. But of course, it doesn't happen. I think I will ask them for it. So yes, 3 little measly little projects. Nothing to show for the 2.5 months that I've been gone. My knitting mojo seriously was in the dumps. But yeah, I'm getting back to it. And let's go for what's on my needle, shall we? I am part of the Martina Benz Strick Mich Club, and I have been knitting the second shawl in the series, a pattern called Samadhi with a single ply yarn that is really lovely. And the pattern is very simple. It's very, very Martina Bem like. And I think when the shawl is done, I'm just going to keep it as a reminder of the first trimester of my second pregnancy, where I can only work on 1 or 2 rows per week. And it's really, really slow going. But since this week, I started a new project, which is the Honey Cowl. It's a pattern that's been knit with by a lot of people. It's a free pattern from Madeline Tosh. And I am using a yarn that's been in my stash for a long time. It's by Rowan RYC Classic. Soft Luxe, it's a blend of Merino, Angora, and Sparkle. It's soft pink, it's a very soft yarn, and so far, I love working with it, and I've only worked on 4 rows, but considering that the 4 rows have 220 stitches, I think that's a big accomplishment compared to the 2.5 months without nothing to show for my progress in Samadhi. I'm the type of knitter that doesn't really like to keep a lot of whips or UFOs lying around. And I always feel restless because I know that there are a lot of my whips lying around. I have a very complicated lace shawl by Anne Hansen, and a cabled gloves with a chart by Jared Flood that I just really don't have the brain power to do right now. So what people say, the pregnancy brain, is really true in my case. One thing that happened to me that still really made me laugh until today, a few weeks ago, when I was in the shower, I started lathering myself with my bath poof. And then I realized, and then I suddenly think, why is the scent of my liquid soap a bit different? And why isn't it foaming as much as usual? And then I realized that I put my face cleanser on the bath poof instead of my body soap. So I was like, and I was already lathering half my body at that point before I realized that I put the wrong soap. Yeah, a bad case of pregnancy brain. In any case, so I don't have any brain power to do very complicated patterns right now, although I really want to have a lace shawl or a cable sweater as an FO right now, but I don't think I can handle the progress. So I opted for the simple samadhi shawl and the honey cowl. And I will talk to you more about their progress, hopefully next week. Annual theme. So I still remember that my theme is M&M, masterful and mindful. And needless to say, the masterful part in which I am targeting myself to for the challenge call and for the Master Knitter program has not been going well at all. And the mindful part has been going well so far during my hiatus, with only one shortfall. I succumbed to the cute monster pattern by Susan Claudino that is sold by Little Skin in the Big Wool. She has a shop on Etsy. It's a very popular shop. And at that time, I've been cold shipping for 6 months, and I broke it because of the Instagram spoilers from both Susan, the designer, and Annie, the owner of Little Skin. I bought the Luxe Kit, which is a kit including a project bag, and it's a pattern related to the book Where the Wild Things Are, and I picked the Dancing Rumpus in the Moonlight Fabric Drawstring Bag to go along with the cute, very, very super cute monster pattern. So I'm still waiting for the package to arrive because I couldn't get on the first shipment, so it was a bit delayed, and I think Annie was in a vacation or something. So I received the shipping info, I think, almost 3 weeks ago. So I'm hoping that it will come in the next few days or early next week. I'm really looking forward to it because it will be the first, not the first, but the first purchased knitting goodies that I've had so far. And I also fell a few days ago with my knitting mojo returning, so did my cold shipping strategy went away. I bought a few skeins of yarn from Fiber Spades, who announced that they are doing a last sale because they will soon stop selling direct and they will only do wholesale. And Fiber Spades is a yarn dyer and yarn company from the UK. It's very popular. Their most popular yarn is the Scrumptious line, and they have a few book of patterns out by several designers. One of them is Isolda Teague, exclusively for the Scrumptious line of yarn. It has a lot of different weights. It has lace, fingering, DK, worsted, and I think chunky. So I fell on that and I bought a few skeins of yarn. It was 30% off. How could I resist that? So that was my second fall. And the third fall is spinning related. I bought my first Malcolm Fielding spindle. If supported spinners, you must be familiar with Flegel. And Malcolm Fielding has a Flegel style Tibetan spindle, which was custom ordered by Flegel at first, and then it became such a popular model that he named it after Flegel herself. And this model was recommended to me by Rina Raharjo Knits, and I got the Maker's Choice spindle, which is a custom made. So I received it last week, and it was really beautiful. My first supported spindle was a generic one that I got off Etsy, and although it is lovely to look at, And I thought that it spins well. Apparently, it doesn't. It doesn't even compare to the Malcolm Fielding spindle. It spins literally forever. Without any fiber or yarn attached to it, it can spin for almost a minute. And that's with my inexperienced hand. It just spins forever and ever and ever. So along that line, I also got a few knitting goodies during my hiatus. And the first one is from a swap in the Bare Naked Knit Spot Club. I would like to say a big thank you to my partner who prepared a lovely package. And also another big thank you to Ina, my friend Soite Dern, who sent me a huge package. That it's so huge that she had to separate it into two big packages. So we agreed on a very fun personal swap. We knew each other from the Bare Naked Knit Spot Club from last year. And she's also a listener. Hi, Ina. I'm sorry I haven't been in touch. And I got your package last week. Sorry to update you from the podcast. And we decided that the swap we did last year through the Bare Naked Knit Spot Club was really fun, and that we would like to have another swap. And so we decided to do a personal stash swap. We show each other what yarns we're willing to part from our stash, and then we would then pick our personal favorites and bargain and talk about which ones we should get and which ones. So it was really fun. I sent my package months ago before my hiatus started to Ina, and then she sent it in two batches to me. And I love everything in it. It was so thoughtful. She also included a game, a cube game that Timothy really enjoyed for my 3.5-year-old son, Timothy. Thank you so much, Ina. And yes, I love everything. I love the yarn, but I haven't touched them because my knitting mojo has just returned. Can you imagine receiving a package of yarn and letting it sit there unopened for several days? That was unimaginable to the old me before the hiatus attacked. But that was what happened when I received any fiber-related packages except the spindle, which I think that was one of the trigger that brought me back to fiber arts. So thank you, Malcolm Fielding, even though I don't think that he listens to this podcast. Let's get lost! Actually, this is just a header episode. It's just a heads up that next episode will be most likely packed with a lot of travel tales. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm having the start of a really bad cold. I got really tired last week from taking care of a sick son. So I got this bad cold coming. So I'm sorry if I sound sniffly. And so where was I? During the time I spent away from the computer, we visited Singapore, Malaysia, specifically in Malaysia to Legoland and Hello Kitty Town in Johor Bahru. And to Malang, which is a town in East Java. So, travel notes from those three places will most likely be packed inside an episode in the next few weeks. Another short note is that I met up with a lovely listener, Marie Lynn, from the group. She's a listener and member of the Lost Geek podcast group on Ravelry. She was visiting Jakarta in early August with her husband to extend her visa, I think her working visa. Both her and her husband currently live in Malang, the city I mentioned before, and I got to talk with her in the group first, and we were talking about how she would like to have some of my destashed fiber if I ever have the chance to upload the pictures, but I never got to it. And then finally, when she did come to Jakarta, I brought some of my destashed yarn and destashed fiber. And I'm always happy to indulge in others' obsessions. So she went home with a few skeins of yarn and a few braids of fiber. I'm looking forward to see what you make with it, Marie. She also mentioned that shipments from Canada or from the US often get lost on their way to Malang. And that was such a pity because it had never happened to me. But I guess in Malang it would be harder because it's not a big city. It's pretty remote. And yeah, accidents happen. So I feel really bad. Indonesia Post really should shape up and do better with their international forwarding mail so that a lot of expatriates who live in Indonesia have a lot of problem with postal system, customs, declaration and stuff. Because the limit of custom in Indonesia is also very ridiculously low. If you put the value of the package above 50, they would charge you customs and tax and taxes, which can sometimes be ridiculously high. So that's one thing that I hope Indonesia Post will do better in the future, because we do have a lot of foreign expatriates working in the country. So I guess that's it for today. It's a rather short episode this week, just to get my feet wet again in podcasting. I really do hope that sound quality and everything is not too bad. Do let me know if you have any suggestion or advice to me. And for those listeners who are new to the podcast, I thank you for finding this podcast, and I hope you do hang around for future episodes. And thank you for my old listeners who still hang around. From the bottom of my heart, I love you all. Without you, I won't be here recording a new episode. So big hugs and lots of love from Indonesia. You can send any comments, feedback, and suggestions to me, arlin@thelostgeek.com, that's A-R-L-I-N, @thelostgeek.com. On Revelry, I am The Lost Geek. Show notes can be found on the podcast at thelostgeek.com. You can also like the podcast on Facebook and join the Revelry group. On Twitter, I'm known as Lost_Geek, and on Instagram as The Lost Geek. To subscribe to the podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes or enter the RSS feed to your favorite podcatcher by entering thelostgeek.libsyn.com/RSS. That's thelostgeek.libsyn.com/RSS. Thank you for listening. Until next time, don't get too lost. Bye.
Morning light upon my pillowcase. Well, hello, here comes a day. Should I rise up from these sheets of lace? Let the sun upon my face. Far too long I slept in solitude, with these walls as cold as ice. If I awake, will it be worth it all to feel the sun? I'm coming home to where you are, to the arms that held me long. I'm coming home, I've run too long. Unlock the door, turn the key, I've been waiting to see you. To me, come back to me.
I'm coming home.
just to find that nothing's changed. Hiding from the eyes that love me still, with the sun upon my face. I'm coming.